You may have heard of 100 sports in 100 days. It's a challenge that many people are undertaking. And today, I'll be speaking with Hester Poole. She's decided to take this on as part of her love for skiing. So to find out why and to find out a little bit more about Hester herself, we're heading to the Paragon School in Bath. Hester, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about you, first of all, Hester. You're at the Paragon School. What's that like?
Well, the Paragon is a very nice school. There's lots of surrounding trees and fields and rivers. And it's a great school because you go outside a lot and it's so free.
You're not saying that just because your teachers are beside you, are you?
No.
So, you're doing this challenge. Why did you decide to try this?
I decided to try it because I love my ski team and I want to make things better for paying and stuff. So I decided that I would do something really big and special to pay for all that.
Listeners may wonder why someone who has a visual impairment is interested in skiing. How did you get involved in the first place?
Well, my mum took me to Bristol to Mendip ski slope. And there's lots of other sports you can do. You can do rifle shooting, frisbee golf and tobogganing. So I did the tobogganing. And I was so bored because I was too young to do skiing. And I suddenly said, I really want to do skiing. So mummy took me again. And I started doing skiing with my first guy called Anita. And slowly I began to get better. And then I started doing race training. And slowly I became too fast for my guide. And now I'm in the race league at Gloucester nearly every summer.
Wow, so you like the downhill stuff, the fast stuff?
Yeah, the slalom pole skiing. Yes, I like that.
Okay, so you ski with a guide. How does that work?
Well, the guide, he stands 1.5 metres to 2 in front of me. Well, not stand skis. We have radio mic headsets. They're in our helmets. And there's a microphone in the front. So I can hear my guide and she can hear me. She mainly says turn, 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 or stop, or go. But sometimes we goof around and do a little bit of singing on the lift.
Okay, well, while you're skiing down, have a bit of a sing-song as well. You have the guide because you have a visual impairment. Tell me about your sight then.
Let's put it this way. If 5 was only slightly visually impaired and 1 was completely blind, I'm a 2.
Okay, so you really rely heavily on your guide. So you must have a lot of faith in them.
Yeah, I have to really trust them because if they sort of make a wrong move, then I go plummeting down the hill or something on my head.
And that's not good.
No, not good.
So how do you build up that trust?
Well, it's mainly from goofing around on the lift, I think. It's mainly from doing that, but also just from doing it with her a lot.
Are you hoping to take this further and become professional?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be in the Paralympic ski team one day. So I'm hoping to take it really far.
Wow. And what age are you, Hester?
I'm just 10.
And you're already too fast for some of your guides that you've skied with before. You may not have long to wait to get to the Winter Paralympics then. How much time do you give to practicing?
Well, it sort of depends on what I'm doing in the week. If I have like a free week, I do race training for 1.5 hours. And sometimes I do skiing on the weekends and that's like 3-hour sessions. So it's a week. On a good week for skiing, it's probably 4.5. We race, we just build up our technique and we sometimes do races, but mostly it's just technique.
And have you had any competitions yet?
I do the ski races on Gloucester ski slope, like dry ski slope, against sighted people, and I'm actually starting to win some of those.
And have you been on, you know, real snow?
Yeah, I've been on real snow. I've been to Milton Keynes Snow Centre. And I've also been to Holland, which is quite strange because it's one of the flattest countries. But there's the biggest snow dome in Europe there. It's 500 metres long.
Is it different, you know, skiing on the dry slopes than it is on snow?
When you got used to the dry slope, it's really easy to go on the proper snow because dry slope is really hard.
You're practicing and you're aiming for the Paralympic team. But in the meantime, you know, we're talking a little bit about the 100 sports in 100 days. What kind of things have you been doing for that?
I've been doing hockey, unicycling and stuff, and even stuff like aeroball and quad biking to sort of fill up the letters.
How did you come up with that idea?
Well, to be honest, it was sort of my mum, but it was because all of the people in my ski team are doing something to raise money for it, but most of them are doing like pentathlons or something. And I thought, why do just three or two or something? Why not do 100?
Why not? And do you have a target how much money you're hoping to raise?
We have a target of 3,000, and at the moment I've only done about 23 and I've already raised over 2,200.
Wow. Yes, you're not even a quarter there and you've almost raised the full amount. That's amazing. What's been the hardest sport?
I think the hardest sport by far was archery. Yeah.
What about the easiest?
Actually, I'm not really sure, because most of them I've done before, but were just out of practice on. But one of them I'd never done before, and I found actually surprisingly easy, which was unicycling.
Have you got skiing in there for one of your challenges?
I probably have, and lots of the sports are going to come from Mendip Ski Slope, because they have all sorts of rifle shooting and frisbee golf and maybe archery and tobogganing and stuff like that.
Fantastic. So what do your friends and family think about your challenge and your skiing?
Well, I think my family is very excited about it, and my friends are very supportive on it.
Great. Well, Hester, best of luck with completing the challenge, and let's hope that you do make it to the Paralympic ski team very, very soon. Doesn't sound if it's going to take too long. But thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.